from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's game one of the NFL season tonight. Sunday is Cowboys-Browns. Joining us now here on your home of the Cowboys, lights out, Sean Merriman, coming in courtesy of Bet Online, betonline.net, betonline.ag. Segment is presented by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable, accidents happen. If you or a loved one's been in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org as Sean Merriman joins us now here in the GBAC Nation. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's up, my man? How's it going?
We're doing great. Let's start with the Cowboys. You know, what kind of a season do you think they're going to have coming off a last year's playoff disappointment against Green Bay?
You know, so the talent's there. I don't think that's ever been a problem. I think right now is what's the mindset in the locker room and the distractions because of contracts with Dak and Micah. I mean, I don't think we've ever heard Dak speak this way in a press conference about possibly moving on to a new team and it's a business and he's prepared. You know, so when you have those level of distractions, it's hard to talk about the first game. It's hard to talk about the next game, the third game, because people want to know about the situation. So it's really going to be how they handle the distractions this year. It's not going to be the talent. They got all the talent in the world to get things done, but it's really how they handle the distractions leading into this year.
Sean, so what was your experience during your career? You know, big contracts are out there for very important players. Does that have like a trickle-down effect on role players? And, you know, what happens if a guy can keep it silent and professional? Is it possible that benefits by making that, you know, key player extra motivated in a contract year?
Yeah, you know, for one, with a guy like Dak Prescott, you don't have to motivate him. He is going to be self-motivated. He wants to go out. He's a winner at heart, right? He's going to go out and get it done. I think what happens is the questions are going to be asked by the teammates and the media and people outside of the building. That's where the distraction is going to be because you're going to have to answer those questions. They're going to throw a microphone in Micah's face at some point and ask him, hey, well, how do you feel about your contract? And they're going to ask the teammate. They're going to ask another guy about how do you feel about Micah's contract. And so those questions are going to have to be answered. And that is how they deal with it is going to be to reflect on how the season is going to go, man. So I don't think it's a talent issue. I think them bringing in, you know, I think Dalvin Cook, right? They brought in Dalvin and they made some key late, you know, acquisitions, bringing guys in. I think they got talent, but man, they got a lot going on. They have a lot going on that they have to battle through contract-wise.
Yeah, a lot of expectations around here, a lot of pressure. In a team game like football, how fair is it to put postseason success on a quarterback's shoulders?
Well, look, we judge quarterbacks now based off of championships, right? We know some of the best quarterbacks in history, and I played with one of them, you know, in Phillip Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Phillip will always have that question mark, and he was a great player. I mean, he's a great player. But he was always going to have that question mark because he doesn't have a ring, because we value championships. We value how many times, you know, how deep you go in the playoffs, and it's going to be no different from Dak. We know that Dak is going to give you one of the best regular seasons we've ever seen. We know he's going to go out, put up big numbers. He's going to win a lot of football games, but he's never going to, you know, get that 800-pound gorilla off his back until he gets these guys to an NFC championship game at bare minimum and then the playoffs.
You mentioned Phillip Rivers. Did you ever have a teammate that came anywhere close to doing as much trash talking as him?
No. and you know the great thing about Phillip. So I think that now, because with the mic'd up and we're starting to see a lot of cameras everywhere, I played against Phillip when I was in college. I went to the University of Maryland, and he was at NC State, and I hated him. I just thought he ran his mouth so much. I was like, no, I can't stand this dude. I cannot wait to play him. And then you get in the locker room with him, you get on the team, man, and you just realize he's talking to you. He doesn't curse, obviously, for one, but two, he's not saying anything negative or mean. You're just not used to a quarterback chirping back with you. I hated it as a competitor of his, but being in the locker room with him, he is probably the most competitive player I've ever played with in my life.
When it comes to all the quarterbacks entering this year, and we've talked to, I mean, you mentioned Dak, Lamar Jackson, who's playing tonight. It's the postseason success that is kind of, hey, that's what they're still waiting on. Who do you think has the most pressure at the quarterback position? They have the most to prove this year.
I would say Dak, man, because, you know, he's already gotten a big contract, and he's won a lot of games. I mean, he's had MVP season. But that stamp is never really going to – he's never going to have that elite stamp until he gets those guys into an NFC championship game or a Super Bowl. He's just not – he's never going to get the respect, right, because he has numbers-wise. He's up there with the best. He's put up, you know, godly numbers, but he's never going to have that stamp of being elite until he gets those guys to the next level. So you look at the rest of the quarterbacks in the league, I mean, who else has that pressure that already hasn't won at least one Super Bowl already? No one.
Lights out. Sean Merriman here with you in the Nation.
Hey, Sean, I was going to ask you about with Micah Parsons, and, you know, and we're hearing, you know, him and Mike Zimmer seem to get along very, very well, and, you know, he's asking Mike to move him around a bunch. Is that something, as a pass rusher, as good as you did, as well as you did that, is that something that will benefit from him, he'll get benefit from it by always moving around? Or did you just like to kind of stay and work on one guy that you felt like you could take advantage of?
You know, a guy like Micah Parsons, with that level of athleticism, explosion, and the capability, the things that he can do on the football field, it is a discredit to put him on one side of the field with his hand in the dirt. And I don't want to take a shot at Dan Quinn at all, because obviously he had something in his game that he thought that Micah can do. But when I saw Micah lining up and he put his hand in the dirt at the end,
yeah,
it was like, man, it hurt my stomach, because you know what he's capable of. You should never know what Micah Parsons is going to be lining up at when he comes pre-snap. And it was a conversation I had with him a couple years ago when he had a big year a couple years ago. I said, Micah, this year when you come in, you are a target. Everybody's looking. When that pre-snap, they're looking to see where you line up at. They're going to slide protect, call the strong side. Wherever you are, you're getting most of the pressure. Well, guess what? If they know where you are pre-snap, because you've got your hand in the dirt, well, you just made it a lot easier for the offense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And it never should be that. And one of I would guess the privileges I have is playing for Wade Phillips. Wade Phillips, you didn't know if I was lined up at weak, if I was lined up as strong, if I was going to come around on a jack blitz and loop around to the A-gap. You never knew where I was coming, which led to me being one-on-one with running backs, one-on-one with tight ends. That's the kind of situation you create. So Micah is smart, man. And I think Mike Zimmerman, he's been around for a long time. He loves nasty guys, though, and he has a great defensive mind. He's going to know what to do with Micah, and that's not lining him up on one side of the football.
If Zim does that, do you think Micah wins Defensive Player of the Year this year?
Yes, absolutely. And no question about it. And because his ability, man, he's a 15-plus sack guy. And more importantly with that, he has the ability to drop into coverage if you need him to. He can cover out the flats. He can step up in the A-gap and then, you know, kind of hang right there and spot protect. He can do so much. And it really, man, it pained me. And outside of the 37 holes that was not called against him last year, I mean, that was just embarrassing. The NFL and the referee, they should be ashamed of themselves as much as he was getting held last year. But it just hurt my heart to see him lining up once on one side of the field.
How unique is Myles Garrett, who the Cowboys are going to have to match up with this week?
Oh, God, I mean – look, and he's going against a rookie tackle, man. I'm just, you know, and I'm sending prayers and thoughts, man, to the rookie because, you know, you're coming into a game and you're playing against the best. And Myles Garrett is such a freak of nature and what he can do on the football field. We just talk about Myles Garrett. I mean, we just talk about Micah Parsons, what he's able to do. Myles Garrett's the same way, but he's bigger. He's a bigger guy. And so that rookie, man, he's going to have his hands full this, you know, this week coming out. But he's going to get a good test because if he can stand up and play well against Myles Garrett, you can stand up and play well against anybody.
Hey, Sean, I was listening to you talk like that, and I was just wondering, when you think about that and you think that rookie's going to get all that help, and on the other side, Terrence Steele, you kind of watch him, and he'll struggle a little bit with power and that. Do you, as a coordinator, would you be tempted to say, I know that rookie's going to get all that help, and rush Garrett on the opposite side and see if you can get more one-on-ones with Terrence Steele?
Yeah, and look, you're not going to be able to cover him up all night, right? You're not going to be able to cover him up all day where you got a tight end anywhere, but you want to chip off the edge.
Sure.
Maybe have the tight end to hit Myles Garrett before he gets out in the rush where we don't have a clean rush. You know, some kind of motion or some kind of near set over there where, you know, bring the tight end in the slot area. Just, you don't want Myles Garrett having a clean rush. But
right,
there's going to be some points of the day that he's going to be one-on-one and he's going to have to man up. And you almost, in a sense, you want that. He needs to be tested early. That way he's ready for the rest of the season. But it's going to tell a lot, man. So if he can handle, you know, in those bad cases with Myles Garrett, he's going to be able to block anybody.
Okay, true or false, if Sean Merriman was playing against the Browns this weekend, he would have at least one or two massage jokes to throw at Deshaun Watson in the middle of the game?
Oh, I mean, six, seven. I mean, you know.
Six.
with me, man, I believe, first of all, having a good time. And two, I would do anything to get under people's skin on the field. I said things to Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, all the greats. That's what this game is about, man. I know it's kind of gotten, I wouldn't call it soft. The game is different a little bit, but it's still football. You're still a mind game out there. And if I didn't go out there and crack some jokes or you know, pull his tile and help, you know, just little things to mess with him, man, I would love to be in a position to do that.
Does Brady ignore you? Does Manning ignore you? Which one of those guys barks back a little bit?
I would say that Peyton talked back to me the most. Tom just, you know, with his crazy eyes, just looked back at me like I wasn't supposed to hit him. but I would say Peyton always had some good words back. I used to love going back and forth with Pete.
Were there any quarterbacks that you just reduced to nothing? Like you got inside their head, psyched them out?
I think it was Matt Castle, actually, when he was with the Chiefs. He got to the point where he just almost full sprinted back to the huddle so he didn't have to see me. But, you know, I had a couple guys in the heels, man. And you know, that's one thing about it. And I watched Lawrence. The reason why I wore number 56 because of Lawrence Taylor and the fear that he struck into all the offenses. And I learned watching him a lot. And, yeah, so it was great to do.
Did you ever play against a player like Andrew Luck who would just slap you on the rear and be like, hey, good hit, man, really good hit?
Great hit, Don.
Yeah, I got Andrew Luck toward the end of his career. He actually got me one of those when I was in Buffalo, and it was the weirdest thing. I didn't even know. It kind of – you put your guards down, man. It's like, man, how can you really say anything bad to this guy? He's sitting there being nice and complimenting you and everything else. And I'm so used to the opposite and going back and forth with Phillip. I couldn't realize that somebody was being nice to me, and it just felt weird.
Sean, you're a super beast, man. We cannot thank you enough for the time. This has been incredible. We're back to football. Life is good. And, wow, as soon as I say that, we're in preseason form here. It looks like Wolchek's got one more question for you. Sorry about that, Sean.
What's your secret with the pork chops?
What was that again?
What's your secret with the pork chops?
What do you mean the secret?
I have no idea. Sean, I am just so sorry about that, man. We look forward to hopefully next time getting to do this with a little bit more professionalism. But we're back to football, back to pigskin, pork's in the air. Enjoy yourself some football tonight.
You got it, man. Make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV as well. Make sure you guys download Lights Out Sports TV. It's my new free ad-supported sports streaming service, completely free, available on every major smart TV, Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Vizio. So if you've got any one of those major TVs, we've got a big fight tomorrow. We'll download Lights Out Sports TV.
I love it, Sean. Thank you so much. Have a good one. There he goes. Lights Out, Sean Merriman. Merriman here with you in the G-Bag Nation. LightsOutSportsTV.com. What are these guys doing over here?
It's a, you know, poor guy comes on and he's talking.
The pork guy came on?
Poor guy came on and, you know, he's trying to offer some insight. And then you're going to give him an opportunity to promote, you know, hey, Sean, what are you working on? But no, we're over here like, you know.
What's the secret to the pork chops?
What's the secret to the pork chops?
I've always felt like a good meat thermometer.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to overcook that pork chop.
You don't want it to be dry.
People wanted to know.
People get so fearful of the pork chop that they have to overcook it. Like, you can have a little bit of pink in there, right?
You could grill it pretty good.
Yeah. I think it's pretty much the rules of steak, you know, like 130, really 125, you're good to go.
Shout out to the quickness on Lucius there with a follow-up question there. He's like, I'm sorry, come again? And he's like, boom, there it is.
Pepper badass.
Let's do a top 10, Wolchek. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.